Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I used to rob people on Valentine's Day. I still do. If I work Valentine's Day, I'm getting them.
Yeah.
I don't even talk to the dude.
You hit it with a girl.
I only hit up a girl.
Yeah.
I tell her the specials. I tell her about the lobster and the filet. I ask them if they want to celebrate their occasion with a bottle of champagne.
Boom.
What's he going to say?
What can he say?
No. Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, it is a reality check. Why avoiding restaurants on Valentine's Day is a smart move. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny Davila.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
I got to tell you, this Valentine's Day, it's among all the restaurant holidays, it has got to be the most upgrade you holiday that we have. Because Valentine's Day, let's take the other ones, like Father's Day, Mother's Day is a big one, Easter. Mm-hmm. You go to familiar restaurants. You go where you've always gone before, you know you like it. Maybe you upgrade a little bit. But Valentine's Day? The upgrade holiday means, let's say you generally go to a certain restaurant.
All the time. It's your spot.
And that restaurant has a certain price point, mm-hmm. a certain, you know, ambiance and all that, right? You're not going there on Valentine's Day.
No.
You want to impress.
Yeah.
So you might go a level or two above.
Oh, exactly.
But in today's episode, we are talking about specifically going to a restaurant on Valentine's Day just may not be the best idea.
It's... for many reasons.
So the first one to me is the ultimate upgrade holiday. And if you don't.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because it's going to be busy no matter what.
No matter what.
Wherever you go, if they do upscale dining or romance well,
they're busy.
Or they don't, they're going to be busy.
Oh, yeah.
You work in a romantic restaurant.
Yeah.
Not all restaurants have the dim lighting.
No, the atmosphere.
The atmosphere. Yeah, and we went out to dinner the other day. I went out to dinner the other day. And it was good meal. The food was good. But it was tight like frog's ass in there.
Where'd you go?
We went to Valentino's.
Oh, okay.
The table next to us started making conversation because there was a 1 foot gap. Yeah, they were very close. It was a bench on the back, and I don't care for that type of seating.
Yeah.
It happens.
A certain spot, even in my spot, we have that kind of seating.
Yeah.
But we try to space it out a little bit. Before, when you worked there, they almost in one room it looked like a cafeteria.
It was super tight in there.
It wasn't romantic, and it took away, and we had to fix that.
You had to fix that. Yeah. It was bad.
It was
super bad in there.
Yeah.
Super greedy.
Super greedy.
I'm talking about...
We couldn't even get through, remember?
You couldn't get through. The tables were particularly low,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a little taller. My butt was in people's faces constantly.
All the time.
And so for me to greet a table, my back's to the other one, my butt's in their face, and my junk's
on somebody's back. Yeah. Yeah. Loving it.
It was, and then you turn around and then you give them the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really tight. So I say that to say... Some restaurants just don't lend themselves to take it all the way of the type of atmosphere that you want to have
absolutely.
On such a romantic and important to you occasion. That goes into my point where not all restaurants can execute that romantic setting.
Absolutely.
Now, you want to have that romantic setting where you also want it to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You want it to...
Or you want to be able to hear yourself. It doesn't need to be directly quiet.
You want
to be able to hear your conversation.
Well said.
Yeah.
Well said. Much better, well said. And now you're going to target those places. You may not be able to get in.
Oh, yeah.
Depending
my place doesn't do reservations, so it's like already going to be busy. It's a busy place.
Yes.
And it's doubly busy because, like you said, it's romantic.
Yes.
So I try to avoid that place like the plague on Valentine's Day. Because people's expectations,
yeah,
first of all, you know, and which is nothing wrong with that. You should have good expectations about your day and about, mm-hmm, you know, where you're going and what your meal is going to be like. And you want to have all those positive expectations, but sometimes things happen.
You're expecting this lady that you're impressing. Oh, so, man, let's face it, girls aren't taking the guys out unless they're already boyfriends.
Yeah.
Right? Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Exactly.
Or husband and wife.
Better, well said, because you're still, yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's usually incumbent upon the man,
mm-hmm,
to do the whole setting up.
Do the right thing for Valentine's Day.
Yes. The girls are just choosing.
Yeah.
They're just picking which one
to go to. Which
one? Yeah.
Exactly.
Who's going to give me the best time? Okay. Nothing wrong with that. You have to almost have that solid date, I want to say, over 3 weeks in advance for you to be able to get. I'm talking 3 weeks is too late at the right place.
Oh, yeah.
At the right place.
Right time, all that, yeah.
It's, oh, that's another one. The right time. You may not be able to dine at the time of your choosing.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to, that most of the time it doesn't exist.
You might be dining at 6 o'clock. 5:30.
Legit. Okay, you might be on that early bird special.
Try telling your prospective date that you're going out at 5:30. She ain't even getting ready at that time.
No, not even thinking about it.
Not even thinking about it. And then you might end up on the late train.
Oh, yeah.
10:30.
Because if you wait too long, you know, let's say you try to be there. Let's say you're all cool and you're like, okay, I'm going to show up at 7:30. You're waiting for an hour. Clean, okay, if you don't have a reservation. Maybe longer.
If the place takes reservations
and you didn't make it already,
you're not getting a walk in.
You're not walking in.
You're not walking in.
No.
Because they're overbooked anyway.
They've been overbooked.
Yes. It's not happening. Yeah, so
at my spot, people call and it's funny, they'll call like the day of and they'll be like, and this is just like a random like Saturday. And in my head I'm like, do you guys take reservations? Can we come in at like 7:30? It's like 7 o'clock. I'm like
there.
I go, no, we don't. It's first come, first serve, and blah. And I let them know, and X, Y, Z, and say, you know, they ask me about the weight. I'm like, it's usually this, but it could change by the minute, kind of thing, just to keep my. But in my head, I'm like, you're an idiot.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
If we did take reservations, you wouldn't even be on this list.
Yeah. You did not even apply yourself
at all.
Calling the day of, then calling like a half hour beforehand.
Yeah.
You might as well just cook. Go to the grocery store.
Exactly.
You have no shot.
You're not coming here.
You're not.
You might as well just give it up.
What do you think? Like any restaurant worth their salt, if they have availability day of, there is a problem.
There's a real problem.
Don't go.
Don't go. There's on Valentine's Day? Yo, I know bottom tier restaurants that are packed.
They're packed. It's a wrap. Like, if you can't pack on Valentine's Day,
you're SOL.
You're looking at shutting your doors anyway. Or you're just not that caliber of a place.
Yeah, you're not that kind of place.
There's nothing wrong with it.
There's a place by my house, and they do great takeout, and they're Thai, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I took my daughter loves it, so I took her there for her Valentine's, and we went early, okay? And they were packed already. And in my head, I'm like... And
so this casual place, spot was packed?
Casual. My easy get in and out spot, okay?
Wow.
Was... And it's a small place, but usually I can walk right in. And I notice they do more because of COVID, they do more takeout than they do, you know, sit down, which is fine because it's Thai and it is what it is.
Yeah.
But man, I remember I took her there last year because it was Valentine's Day and it's her birthday,
mm-hmm,
and we went early because we originally went thinking we were gonna have to do takeout.
Okay.
And they had a table for us, but everything filled up pretty quick. And I was like, man, okay, if this place, which is just so chill, where I go,
wow,
walk in,
yeah, you're right.
Yo, is busy for both.
Yeah. that's wild. I would never think
exactly.
of that. And it's on a Wednesday this year.
Yes, it is.
And I'm off.
Me too.
I ain't working.
Oh,
don't look for me.
I might not even be in the area. That's my daughter's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to go to an amusement park. So okay. I might, and that same day falls on like a half a day for school.
Oh, nice.
So I might just let her miss school and we'll just shoot up there and do the amusement park thing or, gotcha. Or we'll go the night before.
Which one are you going? The Mickey Mouse one?
Busch Gardens, actually.
Busch Gardens? Yeah. Ah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, she's at that roller coaster age, so we'll see. Most likely, but I have to put it all together still.
You got limited time.
Yeah.
Speaking of limited time, limited menu is another reason to void a restaurant. I'm not saying not all, but in order to...
Because they do it a Valentine's menu. And it's going to be pricey, especially if you're in a good spot.
Yes.
It's like New Year's, but better.
Yes.
Because you're not dealing with a larger party. You're dealing with only two tops. Yo. Okay?
Most restaurants, they'll break up all the tables they got.
They'll make it tight. You could be talking to somebody next to you.
Oh, yeah.
But you, at that point...
You can reach over and get a fry.
You're just happy to have a seat.
Yes. It just blows my mind because it's really just giving me the anxiety right now because, okay, full disclosure, I do not do Valentine's Day. I do not do Valentine's Day. If we're dating, we're not going out on Valentine's Day.
He'll work his shift, but that's about
it. Yeah, I mean, listen, we could do something else. We could do any of that, but I'm not going to a restaurant. I will cook for you like you want me to.
We'll make some nice, too. You can tell me your menu. I'll hook it up.
No, anything.
Yep.
Anything.
Just don't send me to that. We're not waiting on this line.
Yes.
I got you.
Yes. Yo, the minute you sit down, got you.
Got you.
You're not leaving the building with any money. We're taking it all.
All of it.
Listen, they're going to, for system's sake, they're going to limit the menu most likely.
Oh, yeah.
Just because... It's a high volume day, so they want to execute.
And you want to keep people in and out and moving along, and that's why you run with the one menu.
You're going through the list, bro.
Yeah.
So they're going to pare down the menu, so you may not get the thing. Even if you're familiar, you might be going, oh, let me get that sea bass. Let me get that. Oh, we don't have that tonight.
Yeah.
You know, we have these four things.
This is what we have.
Yeah.
This is what we have.
And you're going to very, very likely... incur some extras and some upcharges.
Some stuff you didn't think was even on the menu.
Yes. That's how they get you.
Where did this come from?
Yeah. what's this? Whether it's a prefix menu, surcharges, mandatory special packages. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're only doing these packages tonight. It's a one-size-fits-all type of thing, and that's that. You think you might get away with like, oh, I'm going to just have this, I'm feeling like a little light.
I'll have a little salad.
Yeah, we're going to share an app and that.
Yeah. No.
Nope. you're only wasting our time in here. Nope. Top to bottom.
Top to bottom.
And that could be a problem for certain people because here's what happens. If you work in a particular style of restaurant, say like an upscale restaurant, mm-hmm. you're going to get people who have never been to that caliber of restaurant before. And the sticker shock...
Or at the most, they may go once a year for something like this.
Yes.
And, you know, things could change in a year.
Listen.
It could change yearly.
When you're not used to seeing the prices...
Those numbers.
Without even the sides.
Or they don't have a number.
Oh, even worse. The MKT, the market price. Yo, wait, don't even ask.
Don't even ask.
Just don't point at it. Don't ask about it because.
Look at the wine list. Okay, this is how you can kind of judge. You look at the wine list mm-hmm. and you see the range from the wine, from the cheapest normal bottle to the expensive stuff.
Okay.
And you see kind of where the middle ground is at. And that'll let you know where your price point should be at.
Okay. All right. Because
if your middle ground is like, you know, if it's 60, 70 bucks for a good bottle of wine,
mm-hmm.
you're at a spot that's going to be, you can A, get hit over the head for certain things, but for the most part, you're going to pay, but you're not going to be, you might not lose your completely wallet. Okay.
You could pay the valet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, if it's lower than that, you know you're okay. If it goes...
If it's lower than that...
You're fine.
Where are you... But on Valentine's
Day...
You're
not going to those spots.
Not going to those $40 wine joints.
No.
You're not. First of all, they're hard to find. $40 for a bottle of wine on a regular night.
And that's the... And we're talking middle tier. We're talking...
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, if you're starting at 40, and then the middle tier is the 60, like something like I'm talking about, okay, that's exactly you're
might be able to get drinks after.
Now, if they're starting at 60 or 70,
yeah,
okay.
Just start crying. Go to the bathroom. Yo, dry your tears.
Yes. Okay.
You know, work your some overtime.
Your wallet's gone. Yeah. When they take your car, you should look at it for a second and hold it and be like
and apologize to it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I'm
okay. And then you go sit back down and be like, it's gonna be all right.
I don't know if this ever happened to you, but as a younger man going out to eat. The stress and fear that would come over me, knowing I didn't have a lot of money, and looking at the menu and then going into my wallet to see what I actually have.
Oh, it's terrifying.
It's terrifying.
It's terrifying.
And you're looking and you're like,
am I gonna have enough of this?
You're doing the calculations. Yeah. But
you don't want to, but you don't look like that asshole either.
Oh, you're already looking like an asshole. But you don't know the X factor, what she's gonna order.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara especially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
The best thing that can happen to you when you're young, you know that she can't run up the bill with some liquor.
Yeah.
But let you be over 21 and your date. Oh, I used to rob people on Valentine's Day. I still do. If I work Valentine's Day, I'm getting them.
Yeah.
I don't even talk to the dude.
You hit it with a girl.
I only hit up a girl.
Yeah.
I tell her the specials. I tell her about the lobster and the filet. I ask them if they want to celebrate their occasion with a bottle of champagne.
Boom.
What's he going to say?
What can he say?
No. I'm seeding her with all the
she's all in.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's all sputtering in her mind. Yo. She's getting all...
The minute you come in, I'm getting all your money.
Yeah.
First of all.
Got you.
Tap water. No. All the buses clear out.
Yep.
I got this.
Yep.
We don't have tap water here.
It's only bottled today.
It's only still or sparkling.
Yes.
And I'm only selling larges.
There it is.
All right? So would you prefer still or sparkling? Boom. Right off rip.
Got him.
I set the stage.
The upcharge begins.
Then... You know you coming over the top with some crudo or some ridiculously small, ridiculously expensive app.
Oh, yeah.
And then the entree.
Gotcha.
Ooh. The surf and turf. You know, it's the only way to go.
It's the only way to go.
And when you're done, I affirm that you had a great time.
You did.
You know?
You had a great time. You probably had an amazing meal.
Yeah.
But...
I'm getting all your money.
It's gone.
It's gone. It's over.
You better hope it's close to payday or it would just happen, okay?
Yo. And when I drop the check, I don't leave the book closed.
Open.
Open. Mm. Let her know what it is.
Yes.
That's for you. That's the only thing I do for the guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I put it right in the middle and I leave it open with the pen and the credit card on the one side.
Yeah.
Bam. So she can see how much you spent on her.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
This is for you, baby. You give him a look like, my man.
She needs to know.
Go enjoy yourself tonight.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know what you forgot? You forgot the dessert that they're sharing. That's probably massive. So you just added an extra layer.
Yeah, but
you don't like selling desserts.
Yes, I don't. I don't like selling desserts. Next. Let's get these 10:30 reservations in here and out of here.
You want to hear even with the, that's your dessert right there.
Exactly.
You know what to go do.
That's right. You know what?
Wrap it up, B.
It's like... What you say is like, I see what you having for dessert tonight.
Yeah, there it is.
Right?
Exactly.
You can't then get the chocolate lava cake now.
Nah, you're all good.
You're getting that chocolate lava cake right there. I see you, my man.
I see
you. Off you go. 25%, please. That's how you sell the dream. And those unexpected costs can be, I don't know why anybody would sign up for that. Especially these dudes on the brand new. I'm not taking you out to eat on the brand new.
No.
You gotta already be in the system.
Oh, for it had to pretty much start, for you even go out on Valentine's Day, it had to start either right before, like this should be the second year.
True.
Or we started dating like a week after Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Almost right. A full year.
Oh, true. Now, we touched upon booking, right? Like, let's say, because a lot of romantic restaurants don't have a lot of space.
No.
They're not big restaurants. So you have to think about it.
Oh, yeah. Especially, yeah, like the nice romantic chill spots.
You might want to, go ahead.
They're smaller. They're intimate for a reason. They have that sexy to them. Mm-hmm. You know, they're maybe, you know.
They do it right.
Yeah.
But the ones that know about it, you're just looking up on the internet. Hey, yo, do that a month ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You could even arbitrage your reservation. Book.
Do your history. You know, check it out. You'll be like, yo, do you do this? Do you accept reservations? Do you X, Y, Z? At least way you have a plan.
Oh, so you're calling and you're saying, do you have a prefix menu on Valentine's Day?
Do you take reservations?
Okay.
You know, and if they do, where do I, is it a site? Do I talk to, you know.
What's it going to take for me?
To get a table.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Nice.
That is smart. And then if you're a spot like mine, I tell you, hey, we don't take reservations. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, so in your head, at the bare minimum, I tell you, and I give you my whole little spiel on, you know, how busy the day is going to flow and X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
Then you know you have an option. Now you have a spot that maybe you can go to that everybody's trying to get into.
Yes.
But it's still a good spot.
Still a good spot.
Or you could try to make that reservation at another spot. So you have both. This way you're good.
Wait.
I'm not double booking. I am being honest with the world.
It sounds like you're double booking.
You can't double book because I don't take reservations. It's a plan B.
Yeah, but okay, let me rephrase. It sounds like you're suggesting a double book.
I'm suggesting have a plan B. So you're not like one of these idiots that on Valentine's Day you have no spot to go to.
Are you luring me into some maze of circular logic here? It sounds like a double booking, okay? It sounds like you're saying your plan B is a double book. Don't double book, people.
No, go
commit.
Commit, for sure.
You know, make a reservation and commit because you really do.
If their spot takes a reservation, you can get it, get it.
Get it.
100%.
Yes.
I'm going to shut up.
Okay, so what you're saying is have a plan B as you're thinking.
If your plan A was my spot and they tell you that we don't take reservations, have a plan B.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. You're thinking of it from a personal standpoint because you work at a place that doesn't take reservation. We are having here a discussion on a podcast where we're giving out information for people of all types of reservations, non-reservations. Okay, let me clean that up for you. You don't take reservations. But I wouldn't even suggest going to a place that doesn't take reservations.
Oh, I'm not, you shouldn't.
I would never. I would not go to your place.
I wouldn't either.
Because I don't know how long I'm going to be waiting.
Oh, you're SOL.
And then you're ringing the phone, asking the most ridiculous question, how long is there going to be the wait at 7 o'clock? And there's no way to know that.
If I could see the future, I wouldn't be working.
Right? You'd be chilling on the beach somewhere.
Chilling on the beach.
Counting your cash.
Yes.
Now, if you enjoy our show, give us a like.
Subscribe.
Definitely.
All the above.
Yeah, it definitely helps us to...
Hit your boy up if you have any questions or any suggestions and all the above.
I'm themodernwaiter@gmail.com or follow me on Instagram @themodernwaiterpodcast. So let's go right into it. The horror, which is what this Valentine's holiday is, there's very little room for error.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
if you're late for your reservation.
Problems. Problems.
You want to be on time early.
I know that you're dealing with another person and they may not be on time. They may not be early. Whatever it takes for you to lie to them.
You have to lie to them and be like, yo, Okay, if your reservation is really at 7:30 and then you need to tell them we got to be there at 7, you have to tell them that.
You have to.
You get out your own way and you lie to them, to their face, so you can get what you need to get done.
Do not cut it close.
Or you have to lie to yourself. Do it to yourself as well.
Yeah, do not cut it close.
Do not cut it close.
Because here's what.
They'll bump you.
No one cares.
No.
No one cares that you had a 7:30 reservation and it's 7:45. You are waiting whatever it takes to wait.
Now you're finished.
Because guess what? Where the hell are you going to go?
You have no option.
You have zero option. Now you're getting annoyed. Now you're getting upset. And it was your fault for going to a doggone restaurant on a busy ass night. You have no choice. You're leaving yourself no outs. You have no plan B. Okay? Be early.
Be early.
Be early.
Grab a drink at the
bar.
Don't
necessarily expect to be sat early.
No,
but check in.
But check in so you're there.
Yeah.
Be present because you never know what would happen.
And release that dove into the heavens because God help you.
Absolutely.
It's really an execution thing that makes it very little margin for error because it's everybody's special day.
If you are there early, on time early, then it's not your fault. Then anything goes. This is how you get out of the mindset of it's, you know, where you have the error. Or you have anything to go wrong.
And
something can still go wrong. You still might wait. We're not saying that you won't.
No, you're going to wait.
Yeah.
It's not like you might wait. Because here's the issue. You're going to have all these people trying to squeeze every ounce out of this time.
Yeah.
Okay?
They know what it is. They got you already.
They got you. They got you. And so as your people are coming in, they're leaving and things like that, you're going to be sad. I think you're going to be waiting about 20 minutes.
Which is perfectly normal.
Perfectly normal. However, let there be a little jam up. And if you're on the 8:30, 9 o'clock train, here's another issue for your ass. You might not get the dish that you wanted.
Yeah, especially the 9 o'clock train.
Yeah. Oh, we were out. Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, no, we sold out of that.
No. Worse. That sounds good. I'll have that. 86 Seabass. Oh, we're out of it. Right? Right from under you.
Because right there, that moment.
Think about how busy a restaurant is. Like every seat is set, right? Let's say it's a limited, maybe not a limited menu. Let's say it's a regular menu. That's where you're most likely going to run out of something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Regular menu, and there's low on counts on something, and then you end up 86ing. You have a full restaurant. There's about 6 or 7 people who are going to order that.
Oh, yeah.
6 or 7 tables of disappointment.
What do you
Easy.
Do? What do you do?
What do you do? That's another reason why you got to be on that early train. Mm-hmm. You come in on that 9:30 train.
It's almost like a plane when you think about it. During the day, when you wake up in the morning, you're guaranteed. If you're on a morning flight, you're going where you need to be on time.
True.
The later
that plane is sitting there.
That plane's waiting for you.
That sea bass is in that chiller.
It's in the house. Now, if you're on a 6 o'clock flight at night or later.
Mm-hmm.
There's a high possibility that something can happen, that weather, delay. That's when delays start.
Yeah.
You know, even early afternoon, you still might be okay as well. You know, you could probably walk right in and slide right out. But when you get on those later flights is when you'll notice the time.
Shit rolls downhill.
Yes.
So all the different delays, the 5 minute delays turn into a 10 minute delay. As the afternoon goes along, it's an hour delay, 2 hours delay, cancel flight at the end.
Yep.
Or 3 hour delay at the You're right about that, man. And now, so there's little room for error. The place will be overbooked.
Oh, yeah.
Not might be.
It will.
Will be overbooked. And here's an issue. You might have slow service. You might have rushed service, depending on what is happening in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Now, is that what you really want?
For your experience.
An experience on a bit... I know it's not in my best interest to say, don't go out to dinner on Valentine's Day.
I mean, we get it. And we're happy that you're there. And we love the business. And we will take your money.
Yes, gladly.
Like, gladly. And we want to make sure you get that. As best as we can do it, we want to make sure you get that experience that you deserve.
True.
Okay.
We're just here to tell you the real, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
The honesty. Yes.
Yes.
You know, there's going to be we're going to up the, normally I say it's like 1 to 2%. It's probably 5 to 10% on Valentine's Day. You might be a little disappointed. And we're sorry. I'm telling you up front, if I work it, I'm sorry. If hopefully it's not me that does it to you, but there's going to be a point where about 10% of you people out there are going to be a little upset.
I think that's a fair percentage. And I'll tell you why. In a restaurant business, there's a lot of moving parts. Mm-hmm. A lot of moving parts, there's a lot of points of failure.
Oh yeah.
So whether it was the hostess that forgot to come get you for your table, the bar is taking a long time for your drinks. Maybe your food is kind of slagging. Yeah. And it may not be the whole thing. It could be just one of your appetizers.
Exactly.
Or the dinner portion, or the dessert portion, or getting the check, anything. You can give excellent service the whole way and try letting them wait 10 minutes for the check. It'll color their whole experience.
It does.
Oh, I can't believe we had to wait 10 minutes for our check, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, you were fed, you got your drinks on time, everything else went smoothly, and they, boom.
Yeah.
They hit you with that label right at the end because you stumbled on the last hurdle.
Exactly.
A lot of moving parts and a lot of things.
A lot of moving parts, yeah.
So I agree with your 10% assessment that most likely. Now, to add to your efforts, right, of this whole thing, dinner is not everything.
No.
You haven't bought flowers or roses, I should say. You haven't bought candy, a gift.
You have, yes.
You haven't cleaned your car.
You haven't cleaned your car. Whatever you have to
clean
do.
Cleaned your old apartment.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Cut your hair.
Because if you're trying to get them back.
Yes.
Yes.
You got to do the whole damn thing.
You got to do everything.
I mean, the women have a whole laundry list of stuff to do, too. It's such a stressful day, and you want everything to go perfect. She looks amazing. All the ladies are wearing red.
Yeah, looking great.
Looking amazing, smelling good.
Smelling good.
Yeah.
They had to hit the salon. They had to do this, X, Y, Z. Same across the board, okay?
Yes.
Boom. It's a big to-do.
And there's a lot of social pressure to conform to these traditions.
Absolutely.
Here's what I would do. I would make it an occasion on a different day.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even do it before because most people do before. If you can hold out till after, then you celebrate the Valentine's Day. You have a much better chance of executing the reservation at the time that you want it. Mm-hmm. It's less stress on the staff.
Absolutely.
On you, on your, on your day. And that's what I would do. Spread it out on a different day. God help you going on the day of. That's almost like a rookie move in my eyes.
Yeah, but some people want what they want, and it's their day, and they need it. So if you have to deal with it, know what you're dealing with.
Yes.
If you don't, if you can push it back or make dinner at home or do anything like that, we suggest doing that.
If you have to make it on that day, make your reservation a month in advance.
Yes.
At least, okay? January, New Year's, make your...
Start looking around New Year's where you want to go.
Where you want to go.
And then lock it in by the second or third week of January for sure.
Make it the highest tier restaurant only because I say that they're less likely to overcrowd the restaurant.
Absolutely.
They're more likely to give you
that ambiance, that everything that you're looking for across the board.
Boom. Well said. And so we do this for you each and every week. We give you the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yes.
I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villan. Subscribe, 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 people.
We'll see you next time.
Later. We can get through this. We'll be together. I don't mean right now, but girl, I mean forever.